Now to this election season's most costly House primary. For more than a century, a Democrat has represented the farm towns and suburbs of West Tennessee. Over the last two decades, it's been John Tanner, a fiscally conservative Blue Dog Democrat. But now he is retiring, and Republicans see an opportunity. From member station WPLN, Blake Farmer reports on the three candidates vying for the Republican nomination.
Two doctors and a farmer have shelled out more than $5 million between them, buying ad time in Memphis and Nashville and stuffing all the mailboxes in between.
One candidate stands out, George Flynn. He's the only.
As his ad in heavy rotation suggests, Flynn does stand out. He's a radiologist by trade and made his money owning more than 40 TV and radio stations. Flynn has outspent his opponents 3-1 by putting in nearly $3 million of his own fortune.
I didn't get it donated from so-and-so. I made it myself, and I'm spending it to get the message out because my kids, my grandkids, deserve better than they're getting.
While the big spender, even Flynn's own polls show him trailing the other two GOP candidates, out front has been Stephen Fincher.
I'm from Frog Jump, Tennessee. I'm a farmer.
Working a room of Republican voters, Fincher lays into the party in power and plays up his common man credentials.
You know, I didn't graduate college, and I'm afraid some people with more education than I have will think I'm not smart enough. And I had a fella ask me one day, he said, well, I don't think that's an issue. He said, you're smarter than Nancy Pelosi and Barney Frank, aren't you? And I said, yeah. He said, well, sure.
Fincher is the National Republican Congressional Committee's pick. The NRCC has helped the political novice campaign and raise money.
My question is, what does he owe them in return? I don't owe them anything.
Ron Kirkland criticizes Fincher both as connected to Washington, but also inexperienced. The first time Fincher traveled to Washington was to meet with the NRCC. Kirkland is a physician from Jackson, whose name is better known because of his brother Robert, who co-founded the Kirkland's chain of home decor stores. That brother is running something of a shadow campaign. He's spent more than $1 million on an independent expenditure, airing ads that slam Kirkland's opponents.
How about a radio mogul whose station promotes gang violence, drug abuse, and insults women? Well, George Flynn is that man.
Negative ads have come from every direction. In a race where all three Republicans want to repeal what they call Obamacare, Ron Kirkland has been jabbed for lobbying for direct payments to doctors under the health care overhaul. Since he's calling for spending cuts across the government, he's had to backtrack.
I can't then turn around and say, except for the things that I was for when I was a doctor and in charge of the American Medical Group Association. I have to be sincere enough, I have to be meaningful enough to say, let's cut the group that I represented too.
Kirkland has tried deflecting the attention toward the millions of dollars Fincher has received over the years in farming subsidies. Fincher says he has no choice. He's also playing defense for voting in Democratic primaries as recently as this year.
If you want to vote in Crockett County in local elections, we've never had anything but Democrat primaries.
It shows just how entrenched the Democratic Party still is in Tennessee's 8th Congressional District. Even though voters here have turned more Republican over the last two decades, the winner of this week's high-spending primary will still have a hill to climb in the general election. A minister, attorney, and well-liked state senator named Roy Herron is sitting on $1 million waiting to meet the GOP nominee on the other side of election night. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
This is All Things Considered.